Much like the age-old question, to skinny jean or not to skinny jean, marketing strategies can come and go and come back again. Who can keep up with that? Luckily, there's HubSpot's 2024 State of Marketing Report. It's the all-in-one guide for what's happening this year and how marketers can best approach it all. The report covers everything from increasing awareness and engagement to ensuring privacy, boosting efficiency, and growth. Don't get caught behind the trends, everybody. Visit HubSpot.com/stateofmarketing to get your free copy of the report.
Howdy, folks. It is Thursday, May 18th. I'm Jacob Cohen here with Juliet Bennett-Ryla, and you are listening to The Hustle Daily Show. Today, we're going to be talking about one or two perhaps lesser-known jobs that may soon be replaced by drones. It's already happening today in some cases, and we'll get into that. But before we do, let's talk about what else is happening in the world of business and tech. Let's get crack-a-lackin'. Juliet, what are you looking at today?
A couple of different accessibility things I found interesting. Uber announced a bunch of new features that it's rolling out first in select cities and then more broadly. They include being able to book a ride with a car seat, which I think is pretty cool.
That is cool.
If you are a parent without a car or a parent who needs a, like, you don't want to move your car seat from your car to another. It's a whole thing. So that's great. The ability to add teens, 13 to 17, I think it said, to family accounts so they can book a ride.
That's big.
Yep. And then there's also a new feature where you can book with a phone call and not an app, which is great for older riders who don't really like to use apps.
I love that. It's bringing back like the taxi booking days. That's great.
The other thing that I thought was cool is New York City had a pilot program for universal basic income, which is basically when certain people get a specific amount of money every month. They don't work for it. They just get it, which is really useful for people trying to get back on their feet or who may be struggling. In this particular case, the pilot will become permanent and mothers in parts of the city and also Rochester will be eligible for $1,000 a month for 18 months and then $500 a month for the next 18 months, which should be a huge help.
That's very interesting. I expect we'll see a lot more of these kind of UBI experiments across the country over the next few years.
Mm-hmm. What are you looking at today?
Yeah, so one thing I was all over because I am a very big condiment fan was a big announcement that came from Kraft Heinz. Right, Heinz ketchup, I guess it's been around for well over a century. And throughout that time, there's been a number it touts on its bottles, right? 57 varieties.
Yes.
And that's for another time. We're not going to talk about this today, but that's a completely made up number, I learned.
Yes.
We'll explore that another time. But what we are discussing today is the company unveiled the Heinz Remix, which is a device. It's a freestanding, customizable sauce dispenser. It kind of looks like a soda machine with a touch screen that allows you to create more than 200 potential sauce combinations. You choose a base like ketchup or barbecue sauce, and you can personalize it with different flavors, jalapeno, buffalo, mango even. What's cool about this to me is it does not really seem to be just a cool kind of PR product campaign. If you look at a picture of it, it closely resembles Coke's Freestyle machine, which you know can be found in tens of thousands of locations like McDonald's, AMC. Kraft Heinz is working hard to push its products outside of the home, airports, restaurants, even schools. So here's another way to do that. But also, like Coke, they can use data from the machines basically as market research for new sauce products and ideas to bring to stores. So pretty smart. I do expect this will be a very messy machine, though. So I'm looking forward to seeing how they deal with that.
Yeah, I actually kind of got excited. So, you know, we did a story about the Coke Freestyle, and I had never seen one in the wild, I suppose. The movie theater I go to does not, I mean, it has the bare bones, that's it. And I got kind of excited when I was going to go to an AMC movie. I was like, this is my chance to use this Freestyle machine. It was a little overwhelming, but I actually really enjoyed it. And I have noticed the success of sauce blends as well as soda blends. I feel like Chipotle mayo is a big deal now with sauces. I see that everywhere. Sriracha mayo. So,
oh yeah,
it's just a great idea.
Genius. Absolutely genius. And really fun, too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in other news, Elizabeth Holmes will finally test a cell, losing her bid to avoid prison time. The disgraced Theranos boss must report to jail on May 30th to start an 11-year sentence, during which I guess she can figure out how to pay fraud victims $452 million in court-ordered restitution. Also, Amazon released four new Alexa-enabled Echo devices. The company said it's now sold more than 500 million Alexa-enabled devices globally, that use of Alexa increased 35% last year, and that we'll see more generative AI-powered experience for Alexa this year. Looking forward to that. And lastly, this is probably the most important, most serious news we're discussing today. TikTok is releasing a new custom font across its app called TikTok Sends, meant to improve legibility and reading retention. I noticed it in the app, thought it looked honestly kind of weird. Then I went on Twitter, saw the font, was giving a bunch of other people the ick. But, you know, I told myself that this is the biggest problem I have today, TikTok's new font, and we're doing pretty good.
Yeah.
All right. And with that, let's get to today's main story. So AI may be taking up a lot of our headspace these days, but as Ben wrote in today's newsletter, it can't take up our airspace just yet. That domain belongs to another job-yoinking form of automation, which is drones. So, Juliet, let me ask you this. When you were a kid, did you ever think, I want to be a scarecrow when I grow up?
No. Because, do you remember, okay, so I'm obviously older than you, but perhaps when you were a kid, you also stumbled across that collection of short stories, Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark.
It's very possible.
So the whole thing about these books was that they were meant for children, but the illustrations were truly horrifying. And there was one about a scarecrow, and it was just like, you know what? I don't want anything to do with that scarecrow. So, and that's my like child's get, like, it's not the Wizard of Oz. It is that book.
Okay.
So no, not a scarecrow fan.
Okay. So you were never considering it as a profession. Okay. We've clarified that. Well, for any kids wondering this, I'm thinking about this today. I have to say, I'm sorry, because it's looking like drones might be taking your job. Coming for scarecrows jobs are drones that basically look like big birds, and they're designed to scare off smaller birds. And a company that goes by the name of Drone Bird Company out of the Netherlands built a drone fleet resembling birds of prey, hoping its lifelike robohawks can basically help bird-tormented professionals like farmers or even airport managers keep other birds away from crops or airplane engines. And it seems to work pretty well. A blueberry farmer in Germany who tested the drone bird saw their crop loss decrease from around 50% to 5%. And these birds may soon become hawkish in yet another way, too. The Dutch startup suggests military espionage is another possible application as well.
That's interesting, because we recently, I think we only ran this in the newsletter, we found a job listing out of Blackpool, England, at a zoo where they were hiring people to dress up like giant birds of prey.
Okay.
And scare seagulls away.
Really?
And the seagulls were eating people's food. Like, they would go get French fries or whatever from the concession stand. And I'm wondering if that's because you can't use a drone for that, because maybe that would bother the other animals, but you can have a person in an inflatable eagle costume. So if your dream is to actually be a scarecrow, I guess you could apply.
So, okay, so one variety is being replaced by drones, but we can replace potentially scarecrows and drones in a different way.
Yes.
So that's great. But bigger picture, stepping back, it's not just scarecrows that are potentially losing opportunities to drones. For instance, ad towing pilots may soon be facing competition. There's a company called Sustainable Skylines, and their drones, they hope, are going to take over the sky advertising business. So it's a Miami-based startup, and they say their drones would reduce the banner tugging industry's carbon footprint by 90%. But truth is, it's not simply a feel-good story about the ozone layer. It's a big business play in an aerial ad market estimated by some to be worth $8.5 billion by 2027. And they have some cool features, too. Sustainable Skyline says they can analyze drones' routes alongside cell phone data, which will help solve a pain point for sky marketers, which is, you know, understanding how many eyes actually saw their banners. So that's kind of neat. But of course, drones replacing jobs isn't all bad. There are many great use cases. The Indian government, for instance, is testing drones for blood bag delivery, and there are many other applications too. But this one drone scarecrow case was just particularly interesting to us today. And as we discussed, I think unfortunately for the scarecrows, it may be time to start looking for work in another field.
Yes.
How about that? All right. And bada bing, bada boom, that's going to do it for us today. Thanks for tuning into the Hustle Daily Show. We are a proud part of the HubSpot Podcast Network. Our editor today is Ezra Truppiano, our executive producer, Darren Clark. We've got a lot more tech and business coverage in our newsletter. If you're not subscribed, you can sign up at thehustle.co/email. Hope you have an awesome Thursday. Catch you tomorrow. Get on out of here.
Hey, everybody, this great new podcast just came out, and I can't wait to tell you about it. It's called The Next Wave, AI in the Future of Technology, and it's hosted by Matt Wolf and Nathan Lands. And of course, it's brought to you by the HubSpot Podcast Network, the audio destination for business professionals. You can catch The Next Wave with Matt Wolf and Nathan Lands, who are leading AI creators who are your guiding light in the AI and technology frontier. AI technology is transforming the way we do business, and the media landscape is a bit fragmented, but The Next Wave strives to be the leading podcast on AI technology and how you can apply it to growing your business. You can listen to The Next Wave wherever you get your podcasts.